Well, hello and welcome. I'm Nicole Eisler, empowerment coach and your host here on the Limited to Liberated podcast, where I take energy and mindset topics that may feel complex, maybe they even feel confusing, and make them simple, now wait, simple and fun to implement for a healthier and happier life. Are you up for some of that? Simple plus fun to live healthier and happier. Who wouldn't say yes to that? If it sounds great to you, be sure to subscribe to my podcast. Be sure to stick around because you're going to catch a new episode every week. Let's dive in. All right. Have you ever, even one time, I'm going to guess that you're going to say yes because I've never had a no to this question, but have you ever stressed about something that had absolutely not happened yet? Like ever? Right? Like, let's take an obvious one, paying the bills. You have a big bill coming up or you're worried about money. Maybe it's something around your business. How am I going to get clients? Right? So what do? We fixate on this obstacle. Are you raising your hand yet? If you've ever stressed about something that had just not happened yet and then fixated on it. And no matter how hard you tried, you're like, stop thinking about that. I just know I shouldn't think about that. Right? You can't help it. You fixate on it and the scenarios start to come through, all these negative, awful possibilities, the negative outcomes. Guess what though? You are definitely not alone. I have asked that question in so many, I've given talks, I've done live streams, I've been in groups, I've taught workshops. Every time I ask the question, every hand in the room goes up and guess what? Everyone rolls their eyes with it. It's crazy. Am I right? The stories that your mind comes up with, and it's always the worst case version in your head, and it's scarier, right? It gets scarier the more you think about it, the worse it gets. You create those scenarios, the stories in your mind, worst possible outcome, and then the stories you tell yourself, but here's the deal, they feel real. It feels real. You start thinking about those scenarios, your heart rate goes up, you start feeling the yucky stuff you don't want to feel. Maybe you get that familiar pit in the stomach, lump in the throat, right? You're stressed, you're tense, your heart rate's up, your mind's racing, it's coming up again, more scenarios. They're always getting worse, right? Isn't it always that the next story, everything falls apart and that leads to more worry? It kicks up your anxiety, the pressure starts to weigh down on you and you actually feel as if it's happening to you. Because why? Well, we're going to talk about that today, of course. But you might even say things like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I'm stuck. Yuck, I hate feeling this way, but I feel blocked. And yet nothing helps. And nothing, add to that, nothing has even happened yet. The real problem here is that thoughts like that keep you fixated on an obstacle. Well, the longer that goes on, the more your ego takes the scenarios, gives you a catastrophe, right? It really blows it up. And that's exactly what I'm here to talk about today, to help you with today on this week's show, where you're going to learn how to get past, are you ready? Any obstacle. And I'm pretty sure it might not be what you think. So let's dive into this because obstacles come in all shapes and sizes. They come in the they come in the form of people, right? They come in the form of money issues. They come in relationships. Obstacles can show up in your health, and you know, not always in that order, or sometimes in that order. Worry about this thing over here. It snowballs. Oh no! Now I'm fixated on this obstacle over here, and it continues. And where does that manifest, right? It manifests within you. You feel it. It all starts to feel real. So why are we talking about this obstacle this week? Why now? And you know, and let me add to this, like, welcome back, because you know, we have a little new look and feel here on the podcast. That you're going to find that I'm still going to talk about things like obstacles. I'm still going to talk about mindset. I'm still going to talk about how it affects your energy and how energy and mindset go hand in hand. One supports the other or one destroys the other, right? And so you know, it's taking this perspective that, wait, hold up. If life isn't giving me what I want, that means I'm maybe focused on the wrong things, or my mindset is in the wrong place, or I'm not taking care of my energy, and so then my mindset goes with it, or, right? So there's a lot of versions there. Because the truth is, until you identify areas in your life where you feel powerless, notice I said feel, where you feel powerless. I didn't say where you are powerless, because I just don't believe that you are ever powerless. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I know that you've been through things. I know that you have solved problems. You've helped people. I know there's something amazing and special and unique about you. So how could you possibly be powerless? But you can feel powerless, and that can seem real. Yes? And it drains your self-worth, your energy, your strength. It Fs up your clarity. And it takes your progress right into the shitter. Right? It turns it into a shit show. But you know what? This is why we do this. This is why I'm here. Because I know it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, that's just not how it has to be at all. It's not. I'm here to help you take your power back. Take these things that seem confusing, that seem impossible, that seem out of your reach, where you don't know what to do, and go, wait, hold up. Ha-ha. Listen, obstacle, you don't know who you're dealing with here, right? Like, this is me, and here's how I show up, and here's what I'm going to show you. Here's how it's going to go down. I'm not going down. You are. Now, this is not to make obstacles the enemy or anything, okay? There's a lot out there, like, you know, and it's not about, you know, the ego is the enemy or anything. I just love to give you perspectives that power you up so that you go from feeling limited, not limited. You're not limited. I didn't say you are limited. I said from feeling limited to liberated. You can liberate yourself any moment in time, no matter where you are, no matter what's not going right, no matter what you really want and hasn't showed up yet, no matter who you're dealing with, no matter what it is, you can liberate yourself, boom, just like that. In that instant, you can do it. And this, tools like this, listening to this podcast, that's how we're going to get you there. Okay, because I want you to feel free. Because guess what? You are free. You are free to think and feel whatever you want. You are free to take a breath right now. Take a breath. When's the last time you took a breath? I know you might think, well, I breathe all day. Do you? If you're stressed, you're not breathing as much as you could, should be. Take a breath. Let it flow through you, right? You are free and you are powerful right here in this moment, right now. So, you know, obstacles. Can we just get over the fact that there are obstacles? Who cares? We all come up against obstacles. And you know what? I say, hell to the yes. You know what? Just bring it on, because nothing has stopped me yet. Nothing has stopped you yet, or you wouldn't be here. You're still here. But the thing about obstacles, it's a feeling of being trapped, right? Trapped in your circumstances. Trapped in a financial situation, trapped in a relationship, and there's no way out. That's what your mind's setting you up as. That's why those feelings are manifesting. It's why you got the stuff going on, right? There's no way out. There's no way around it. I can't go above it. I don't know how I'm going to get beyond it. Whatever you feel is standing in your way between you and what you want right now, as it's showing up, it feels like it's winning. Here's why I say this. Obstacles are part of life. They're never going to go away. I don't care if you make millions of dollars. I don't care if you found the love of your life. I don't care if you're fit and fab and 50 or whatever, right? Whatever version you want, okay? Obstacles show up. They're just part of the process. Seriously, I really think if we didn't have them, what's to celebrate then? It would just be boring. Everything, oh, no big deal. Everything just works out. Now, we say that. That's one of my mantras. Everything's always working out for me because it feels good and makes me feel on fire. Just say it. Everything is always working out for me. I mean, everything is always working out for me. That's just the way my life rolls. Everything's always working out for me. It's my favorite mantra, because no matter what it is, doesn't matter, because everything's always working out for me. But the full picture is, even if obstacles appear, everything always works out for me. Even when obstacles come up, you know, in front of me in my path, I know that everything always works out for me because of who I am. See that? See? It gets bigger. Doesn't it get bigger and better? And why am I talking about obstacles, and why are we, you know, limited to liberated? Because here's some hard reality. This is what lights my fire. It's what I can't even, just the fact that what I'm about to share is even in exist. Because this is so simple, my friend. It's simple, and this can be fun, how you move through your life, or it can be hell. And it can be hard, but it's choice. Remember I said things feel a certain way. It doesn't mean they are that way, but you are powerful and you do have the skills, the gifts, you know, to switch and change. So here's what lights my fire. Here's why I do what I do, because depression can develop over time if there is a prolonged feeling or perspective of being trapped in an intolerable situation, being trapped in your circumstances. I don't have control. There's nothing I can do about it. I don't know how to change it. This is only getting worse. You feel how heavy that shit is? Isn't that heavy shit? Like, if you really, not just saying it, but if that's a belief, if that's what's running in your head, and it's spinning with it, the versions, the scenarios, the stories that are so believable, because it's giving you people you know, it's giving you this current situation in your life, it's giving you proof of a past situation, right? So this is where depression can develop. Here's some hard truth. The number of people diagnosed with depression increases by 20% every year. 20% is horrible. Globally, estimated 350 million people of all ages suffer from depression. 18 to 24 is a huge age right now. Man, if you have young people, make sure you're checking in on them, because this whole thing, that's a whole nother episode, but it's just a lot of pressure in this world and social media and what we're all exposed to and the way life looks so perfect, and but my life's not perfect yet, and right? And depression is the leading cause. Can you believe this? Is a leading cause of disability worldwide and a major contributor to overall global burden of disease. And yet I'm going to say something, I don't know, hopefully you agree with me, but if you don't, that's okay too. It doesn't have to be that way. It's so fixable. That is my belief. Otherwise I'd be one depressed. I wouldn't be here. Lord, I'd be still in my circumstances. But I didn't like the circumstances I was in, so I changed them. And that's what I'm here to share with you, because depression leads to problems with pain, inflammation, suffering. It interferes with your performance on a personal, professional, sexual, all of the above level. It wrecks your sleep, or it makes it hard for you to wake up, right? Where you just don't want to wake up. It messes with relationships. It brings heaviness and sadness. Let's just say it interferes with everything, everything. A depressed person really fixates on their circumstances, things outside of themselves, the obstacles, lack of options, feeling trapped. There's no way I can change this. I don't know what to do. There's no belief in self in those moments. It's completely, you're completely focused out there. Now, I was raised, I pretty much have not met anyone yet who doesn't know someone who knows someone or has been the someone who suffered from depression, anxiety, you know, those diagnoses out there, right? Or what human being, by the way, has never felt low or down on one day of their lives, at some point in their life or during a time of their life? That's not the issue. You know, we need to stop saying, like, you shouldn't feel that way, and as if, like, oh no, I feel that way, I'm broken, there's something wrong, this is terrible. How about we just listen to our emotions and then we make some shifts and changes and start taking our power back. How about that? Because this whole perception that I don't have the power to change my life, and if I don't change my life, if I can't change this existing situation that I don't like, it's just too painful. What is the, I think you, like, what's the alternative? It's horrible. Right? So this perception that either too much control, too little control, right, is really what creates this heaviness, these heavy feelings. And when you feel like you have too little control, you stop taking action to even improve it. Like, what's the point? I don't even, you know, even the fun things, you stop doing the fun things. So now there's no joy. There's no movement in your spirit. There's no play. I can't possibly play right now. I'm so depressed. You know, where play can be anything. Maybe it's just coloring, right? Maybe it's something like that. And then trying to have too much control. I got to control everything that I cannot. And then because I cannot, I get angry, right? Or maybe you feel anxious because you realize that things are not happening the way that you want. That's the stressed about things that have not happened yet. Either version, by the way, too little control, too much control, all of that can create these versions in your mind of the bad, bad stuff, that things aren't going right for you. It's never going to go right for you. There's nothing you can do about it, right? Yuck. Ugh. It's hard for me to even talk about this. It is such heavy stuff, but there's a reason we're talking about it, because it's so real and raw for so many people right now. I don't want it to be you. If you're listening to this, if this is resonating or you're relating to any of this, you're not stuck where you are. But if you feel like, oh, I just got to take control, right? Then you might start taking responsibility of things outside of your control. You start taking on everybody else's stuff too, because maybe that'll just make life easier if I just do it all. Now you know that it never lasts like that. That's not how that works. I wish, but nope. So this adds, right, all these emotions that keeps, I want to talk about, so thoughts that depress, I want you to remember, everything is energy in my world, okay? So, well, everything is energy, but I mean, when we're talking about things here, everything is energy. So when you have a heavy thought, imagine it pressing down on, because it's heavy, it's pressing down on, I want you to picture energy like fluffy and moving and bouncy, and now you take this, like a heavy thought, like a brick, and you, boom, right? It presses down on the energy, squashes it. Okay, that's what heavy thoughts create, heavy emotions, squash your energy. Okay? So if it's depressing on your energy, you're going to feel it. How do you feel it? You feel heavy in your body, you feel fatigued, you feel things weighing on you, and you say, oh, I just feel like the world is weighing on me. Right? It's got the weight of the world on their shoulders or on their chest, right? So this feeling of out of control increases stress, the heavy emotions, and all of that, like I said, it can snowball into other areas of your life. And then you get the physical stuff too. Weight gain, weight loss resistance. You're so stressed, even though you're working out and you're eating healthy and you're doing all the things, but you just can't budge that scale. In fact, it almost seems like you're putting on more weight. Well, that can be weight loss resistance because of stress hormones, cortisol, things like that. Your adrenals are like, screw you, pal, I'm out, right? Like, they don't want to deal with it anymore. Poor gut health. Now, because I specialize in working with sensitives, I know poor gut health is always at the top of the chart. I think I've had one, 1% or something of the clients I've worked with that don't have poor gut health. And, you know, what I'm sharing here today on the podcast, in every message that I do, what I share with you, it comes from my own experiences. It comes from my research. It comes from working with real clients, right? Learning things also from other experts. And the information, I can't stand to see someone suffering or feeling down or depressed when we can do something about it. And I mean pill free. I don't mean, oh boy, better get on some meds. That's just not my approach. Everybody has to make their own choice. You have to make your own choice. But this is the holistic approach. And this is you have the power to change whatever you think or feel. And I will never let you think any different. If you're ever around me, even for 2 minutes, you're going to know that I'm going to tell you, oh, hell to the yes, you can change that. Absolutely, you can turn that around. For sure, we can make that. Let's do this thing, right? Let's bring it all out in the open and let's talk about it, because I've been applying these insights and my intuitive nudges and the things that I've learned in my coaching practice for over the last 18 years, but also my real life, what I talk about with my family, my friends, people closest to me. This is throughout my life what I stand for, what I stand by, because, you know, after being in the health and wellness industry for over 29 years, or 29-ish years, right, I've helped a lot of people. And you know what the fun thing for me is? I've worked with women and sensitives from Germany, Italy. I've done readings for people in Australia. I've worked with people in Canada, the United States, all kinds of fun places. And they all said yes to the question I asked you in the beginning. Have you ever stressed about something that had not happened yet? And also, I find that stress shows up. They all have the same emotions. It just shows up differently for each person, like your own version, your own scenario, your own circumstances. But everyone across the planet has all the same emotions. It's just the way that they show up and the belief patterns that have been conditioned. That's the unique and personal part. So it's kind of cool, isn't it? Like, it's not a cookie cutter. I don't say it's a cookie cutter approach, but the tools we have to work with, intuition and how you can rewire your brain and reframe and do all this cool shit so that you can think and feel any way you want to, that works for everybody. Doesn't matter where you come from. It works for everyone. I have such amazing stories with real people that I have worked with. One of my favorites, this amazing woman who, when we first talked, I didn't know this, but she had spent basically a year, but I would even say it went beyond that. But the year was pretty severe prior to her coming into my community and us talking. But so depression was something really, it had taken over for her and really leaving her kind of questioning, I don't know that there's anywhere to go from here. And so a year, according to her, just being in bed, not really sure if this was ever going to go away. How would she do that? It'd been a year. I mean, and really the year was just sort of the development of a lifetime of hardships. And so as we were talking, honestly, our first conversation, 30 minutes, we're talking, she's sharing these things with me. And as I always do, I ask what they want. I ask how I can help. And we start getting into it. And then I just let them flow. I just let the words come out and they just start talking. And people are sometimes amazed at how much they tell me without me really asking anything. It just keeps coming. And I love that because I love to create that safe space and just let it flow. And as I'm listening, I'm hearing her version, but I'm seeing and feeling the real version. Okay. So I'm hearing her version, which was, I'm not good enough. I never made it. This didn't work out. I'll never get there. I never fulfilled my this or that. I'm not good enough. I mean, that was in there a ton, right? And I got shut down and then this bad thing happened and she had some really severe things that happened along her path that I would never say were fair for anyone. And I'm listening and all I can think is, my God, this woman is so persistent because she's still here. Right. So I'm listening. So she kind of wraps it up. She goes, oh, my God, that was a lot. And I said, no, that was perfect. And, you know, I just couldn't help but present to her. I said, so if I'm hearing you right, you're saying. And so I reflected that. And I said, but what I'm hearing and feeling is this. And I reflected for her. And so this happened, but you kept going. And this happened, but you picked pieces up and you kept going. And then this happened, but you said, I'm not giving up. And then this happened, and you said, no, I'm not done yet. And then this happened, but then you said, no, I'm going to keep going. And no matter what hardship obstacle was thrown at you, you said, I'm not giving up. And so you got up and you did it again. And no matter how hard it was, you kept working at it all these years. I said, do you know how many people would have said, screw it. Forget about it, man. It's too hard not doing that. And there was this huge, I was like, you're a badass, you know, and this huge silence. And she just, I think, was a little stunned. She said, I never, ever thought of my life or myself like that. I like that version better. Right? And now, oh, she's moved on to beautiful things. Does she still have challenges and obstacles? Yes, because what did I say? Those don't go away. How we handle them, how you move through them, how you deal with them, that's the difference. Let's talk about some of that, right? Because here's the tips to move into where I said you could overcome any obstacle. Now, here's why, okay? First, stop fixating on the obstacle. That's what gets you stuck. Obstacles, everyone has them, but the more you think about your obstacle, the more power you give it, and the bigger it gets, the bigger it feels. And your obstacle grows energetically, it grows emotionally, while you grow smaller. And if you stay small, you're going to get crushed. Fixate on the positives. Fixate on who you are. Fixate on who you want to be and need to be to make things happen. Fixate on your resources. What do I have in my resource library? Who do I know? What do I need? Like, get into I'm in control mode of things I can do something about, right? Things you've overcome in the past. Sit and make a list of every time you've ever said, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but I did. Oh, there was this time and this time and this time, right? For me, I didn't know I was going to get through my bankruptcy when I had to short sell my house, things that have happened with my kids when I was going through a divorce. But I'm here. See, you're here. So I know that you made it through. And I know if you reflect on that and you start fixating on how did I make it through that? What did I learn? Like, why was that perfect for me? What did it teach me? What taught me I'm strong? It taught me I'm a badass unicorn. I can figure things out when I need to. You know, it taught me I need a little more sleep when I'm going through some shit times, right? Or it taught me that I need to make sure I get enough water. I need to make sure I'm exercising. I need to walk it off, right? Empowerment practices, fixate on those. What can you add to your day that you like and enjoy that's good for you? If I'm going through a stressful time, I have to add more movement. That's just, it just does it for me. Whether I have to go for a rapid walk, a run, I have to lift weights. I definitely need to drink more water, because if you're fixating on the obstacles, oh my God, I haven't had water for 8 hours. Why do I have a headache? You know, like we forget, right? You forget. So fixate on the positive things. Change your state. Get up off your ass. Yep, I said it. Get up off your ass. The worst thing you can do when you're fixating on your obstacles is sit on your ass, because it doesn't change a damn thing and you will shut down all your systems. There's no energy flow when you're sitting. Get up, move around, go for a walk. Right? Anything that builds you up, gives you strength, put your focus there. You can point your mind in any direction you want. Find the things that are good. Find the things that light you up. Find the people that light you up. Put your mind on that. Focus your mind on that. Next, change how you feel about your obstacle. Because here's why I said you can overcome any obstacle. It's not the obstacle itself that's the issue. It's how you feel about it. If you feel like I'm doomed, I got nothing, that obstacle's bigger than I am, I can't do this, there's no way, you're right. That's how your energy is going to show up. Weak, small, yuck. If you change how you feel about your obstacle, yeah, you know what? That obstacle's there, but I'm a badass unicorn. You know what? That obstacle's there, but I've been through massive things before. I can do this. I know that obstacle's there, but look at all this other stuff I got going for me that I can build up and make me stronger. But I know that obstacle's there, but you know what? I know some amazing people who are great at what they do. Or, man, this is an obstacle. I don't know what to do about it, but I think it's time I hire a coach. I got to get my head out of this box so I can see around this shit. Like, I really got to activate some things within me. See, so if you just change how you feel about your obstacle, that's just a thing. That's just a temporary thing that's showing up in my life. Man, I'm here to stay. I'm not done yet. I'm not going down like that. Money. Money and obstacle. Look how much money you've manifested in a lifetime. Right? So how is the obstacle perfect for you? How is it making you better? How bad do you want what you want? Do you ever think that maybe an obstacle showed up to show you how bad you really want what you want. Like, we don't quit. We just don't quit on what we want because it gets hard. Isn't that the whole point? I mean, why would you only want what's easy? That doesn't... I have a bad joke. I'm not going to say it. It doesn't work in dating. It's not going to work. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't... So, it's not about what's easy. It's about what you want. And if all you want is the easy stuff, the low-hanging fruit, bleh, you're going to get bored, promise you. Nope. You want the things that are out there, the adventures, right? That stuff. And certainly, don't believe everything you think. Your ego comes up with the stories, the scenarios to back it up, that the obstacle is the problem. There, listen, it's like, listen, self, there's no way around it. There's nothing I could do about it. It's going like, you're stuck. You are stuck where you are. And all of that leads you to think and believe and feel that you are powerless. Poor you. What you want, too hard, can't do it. Not gonna happen, right? Your ego is proving to you that you can't move forward because it never goes beyond the thought of the obstacle. So it smashes you right into a wall emotionally and energetically. It does not ever give you the whole story. It doesn't give you the whole picture at all. It only gives you the parts that make you feel like shit. And as you move through your life, now, I'm not one to bash the ego. I like to use it as an intuitive tool, believe it or not. But your ego gathers proof through your experiences, showing you life through this negative view and shows you how to perceive how hard or impossible it is to move forward and to ever get past this obstacle. And so it'll even set up like, we can't do anything about that. We can't control other people. True. But I'm not focused on other people. Focused on myself. I can change how I feel. I can change how I show up. I can change how I see the world. I can change what I say to myself or the energy I bring into the world every day. And so can you. Every obstacle that I've ever come up against and made it past is because I changed how I showed up. I did not show up small. I stopped being irritated and whiny and annoyed and just said, suck it up, buttercup, and let's do this thing. So what that that's there? That you're going to let that stop you? After all this hard work you've put into this? No. Right? Okay, and besides, what if your ego's wrong? What if it's just telling you, it's like, you know, you're only getting part of the story. It's not saying, oh, and by the way, but just, you know, if your ego said, oh my God, look, this is huge, this is tough, this is rough, I don't know how you're going to do this, but remember, you're a badass, or remember, you kick ass, right? If it kind of added that, that would be fine. But so magnify the positives. What is working? What can you focus on that makes you feel good? What lights you up inside? What can you add to your day, right? Like the things I said, revisit your wins. Know that there is always more to the story than your ego is telling you. It's the other half. It's the part where you rock. So as we wrap this up, identify your current obstacles. What, and this has to be based, obviously you have to be clear on what you want. If you don't know what you want in life, you wouldn't know what your obstacles are anyway because you're not really reaching for anything. I'm going to assume, because you're here listening, that there's something you want. You think about it. You dream about it. You tell other people about it. Maybe you don't because you're not sure how you're going to get it. But you can't stop thinking about it. It's always been there in some way, shape, or form, either whispering and standing in the background or flat out, you know, poking you, saying, hey, let's do this thing. Or maybe you're in the middle of working on it right now, but identify what your current obstacles are. What's standing between you and what you want? What's in the gap? Because there's, if you don't have what you want yet, then there's a gap where you are. What you want is over there. There's a gap. How big is the gap? Depends on how big you feel your obstacles are. How many obstacles are in between? If you're saying things like time, money, energy, oh my God, so fixable, so doable. If you're saying, ooh, people, or I'm confused, I don't know, okay? All look at everything we touched on today. So write them down. Write down your obstacles. The worst thing we can do is know that our obstacles are there and not do anything with them, because that's how you feed them. Because every time you think about an obstacle and you don't do anything about it, or you don't work on yourself because of it, the obstacle grows bigger in your mind. I promise you, if you put obstacles down on a piece of paper in front of you, they're going to seem smaller than they feel in your head. It's magic. So write them out. Okay. Identify your current obstacles, then take each one. Look at it. Reframe. Do some conscious rethinking around it. If you look at each obstacle and identify then how you feel, right? Because I said to change how you feel about your obstacles. And if you look at every tip I said, so you're going to write out your obstacles. How do I feel about those obstacles? How can I reframe that? It's called conscious rethinking, right? And then follow the tips that I shared with you today. And by all means, don't believe everything you think. Set an intention. I'm bigger than my obstacles, no matter what my obstacle is. I will always build and work on myself. I am improving every single day. That I want you to believe all day, all day, all day. And if you're at the point where you're like, I don't know, I have these, where do I start or what, or it doesn't matter how many you write out. It's like, if you're like, oh no, I have more than 10, I'm screwed. No, it's nothing like that. Okay. It really depends. It depends how big your goals are. It depends what kind of time you're going through in your life. It depends what kind of beliefs you've had up until this point, or how you've been caring for your energy or not. If you've been putting you've been putting everybody and everything else first, and what you want might feel super far away, and there's a ton of shit in that gap between where you are and where you want to be in your life. But it doesn't stay that way once you start this process. And this is what I do. I help you close the gap. And it's simple. And it's fun. Yes. And I didn't say all of it is easy, but I can tell you it is always worth it. It is always worth it. Moving in the direction that you want to go in your life, closing that gap is so, oh my God, so empowering and inspiring, and it's amazing. And you know what? There's always going to be something else, because myself, my clients, we reach our goals. We explore and live the experiences we want to live, the way we want to live them. And then we create more. It's the nature of it. That's why I say there's always going to be obstacles, but using some of the tools today, that's how you overcome any obstacle. It's how you expand your energy, expand your power, who you are, what you want, and boom, that gap gets so small, you just go, I'll take that now, please. Like, what would that sound like? All right, so if you want support on this, go to my website, www.NicoleIsler.com. You can see how to spell my name right there, but NicoleIsler.com. Book a call with me. Let's go over your obstacle list and see what we're going to do about it. It's resources, support, tools, new ideas, new concepts, your expansion, building you up so big, so strong. Obstacles seem small, not an issue. And learn the process so you can use it over and over and over again all for the rest of your life. Thank you so much for joining on our first episode of Limited to Liberated. Love that you're here. More to come. Remember to subscribe, of course, but head over to the website. Let's chat about it. I would love to hear where you're at, what you're working on, what's in the gap between where you are and what you want to be. And you can book that virtual coffee and coaching call, and we'll talk through it. It's fun. I love it. I love when you bring me your obstacles. It's so fun because I'm not attached to it. I can help you see things a different way and different perspectives, and we'll put together a plan to close that gap and get you where you want to be. Otherwise, I'll see you back next week with another episode. Thanks for joining me here on Limited to Liberated. And just remember, fixate on what you can do. Fixate on who you want to be, what you want. It's so beautiful. I love it. I'll see you back next week. Bye for now.